want to say Erev Tov to everyone. Rishut the Rabbanim, the Rashi Yeshiva, the Talmidim Aikarim. Before I say a word, I want you to know that it's a great honor to stand here in front of you and to say anything. Hopefully it will be Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev and Nichnasim El HaLev. But it's a real big kavod for me to be here to talk to you, and thank you for listening. Hopefully you will. We just read this past Shabbat, we read about Matan Torah. You know, by the Moroccans, there is a minhag that the sound of the Tam Ha'elyon already begins from two aliyot before the actual Aseret Adibot, which is in Shishi, I think, already from Revi'i, Bachodesh HaShelishi, Letzet Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai. Already from that pasuk, the minhag is to begin with a nigun, with a ta'ameh mikra that is ushering in already the Aseret Adibot. Ever since I was a child, I got the chills when I would hear this pasuk, the way my father read it. Till today, b'chodesh ha'shelishi, you already feel Har Sinai. I wish you could hear it. I don't know if you'd appreciate it, but it's really holy. It's a special pasuk because it doesn't begin with a vav. That's out of the ordinary. The entire Torah, especially the narrative of the Torah, always has a vav in the beginning of the pasuk. Vayikach, vayishlach, vaydaber. And. Almost every pasuk begins with the end. I'm talking about the narrative psukim, not halacha psukim. You'll have many exceptions to that. But from the beginning of the Torah, Bereshit bara Elokim, from that bit of Bereshit bara Elokim, ever since that pasuk, it's Vayomer Elokim. Vayvarech, vayyaas, v'chule v'chule. When it comes to the pasuk, b'chodesh ha'shelishi, it doesn't say, vayhi b'chodesh ha'shelishi, that would be the normal way. B'chodesh. And I heard that this shows that this is the beginning, the real beginning of the Briah. As we know, the Bria was standing in limbo up until Matan Torah, as the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat says. It was bitnai that Am Yisrael is going to receive the Torah. Bachodesh HaShelishi, now the Bria began for real. It's an echo of Bereshit Bara Elokim. So it's a new beginning. It's not a continuation of before. This is where the world began, really. So Rashi says, on the words, Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai, on this day, which is repetitive, it looks like it's not necessary. The pasuk afterwards repeats the day again. So what's the purpose of Bayom Hazeh on this day? Rashi says, Lo haya tzarich lichtov ela Bayom Ahu. Bayom Ahu ba'u midbar Sinai. Ma'u Bayom Hazeh, why does it say on this day, Bayom Hazeh? Sheyehyu divrei Torah chadashim alecha ke'ilu hayom nitnu. You have to make sure to it that the words of Torah are fresh, are new, as if they were just given today. Bayom Hazeh, every day has to be Bayom Hazeh. So the simple understanding is Pashut. Especially today, things get old very fast. We understand that. After a few days of using something, it's old. I need to get the new one already. Whether it's a new car or a new phone, whatever it is, we're so spoiled today. Everything becomes old very quick. Used to be a time, a pair of shoes lasted a person almost a lifetime, from his bar mitzvah till who knows when. A pair of glasses, for years and years. Today it's all about switching, changing, again and again. Things get old. When it comes to Torah, we are being told we have to make sure to keep it fresh. And by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise, Ki lo tishachach mipi zaro, that we're not going to ever forget the Torah. And if we look in our history, and I have the time to get into it right now, we'll see how Hashem manipulated the history of the Torah in such a way that it was constantly mitchadesh. Of course, it's the same Torah, but mitchadesh in different ways, different flavors, different styles. Just to ensure that the Torah stays fresh. That's our job. That's what we have to do every day. To make sure that it's as if it was given today. How do we do that? That's much more easier said than done. Sheyu be'enecha kechadashim ki'ilu nitanu bayom hazeh, as if they're given today. So we're supposed to feel, when we open up the Gemara Baba Kama, as if just today I saw this Gemara. How do we do that? So I think that there is a deeper aspect in Bayom Hazeh which actually should help in accomplishing the first one, the first aspect that we just said. You know, in every science, in every chokhmah that there is, in every academic pursuit, in any challenging task that a person takes upon himself, there is an instinctive feeling of humility in the beginning. A person understands that I'm a beginner. I don't know anything yet. It's my job to make sure that I make progress. So there is somewhat of a feeling of intimidation in the beginning. And you have to push yourself. That's behind what the Gemara says, Kol Atchalot Kashot. It's hard in the beginning, but there is a feeling, a regesh nechitut, there is a feeling of humility in the beginning. However, once progress is made, as the days go on, as we study that topic more and more, so we begin to feel that, you know, a dent was made in the material. A person begins to feel a sort of ownership on what he is studying or what he is doing. There's a regish of be'alut. I know something. This is me. I got this. Right? I mean, this is how it is. In the beginning, tentative, little by little, I think I have this. I know it. And the more, imagine someone comes to you, a beginner, you feel a sort of ga'avatim, I'm already dealing with this for a year. What do you know? Abutai, when it comes to Torah, it's different. We all understand that. when it comes to Torah, that feeling of Bayom Hazeh has to be every single day. Every day, a person enters into his Limud HaTorah with Anava, with knowing that as much as he succeeded the day before, as much as he learned and he was Yageya and Amel the day before, and he was even Matzliach to understand, maybe he was even Mechadesh a few Chidushim, but he's still holding in the beginning. Should never get into our head. This I understand. This I got. I don't mean to discourage anyone. I don't mean to say that we should live with a feeling of, I know nothing. But yes, when it comes to Torah, we understand that as much as we make progress, we're still holding by the beginning. That's the nature of the endless Torah that we have the privilege to sit in front of. I want to quote to you a Braita, Mishnah, in Masechet Sofrim, in Perek Tet, Halacha Bet. On the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini, Darosh Darash Moshe Vehine Soraf. So you have two words here, Darosh Darash. So the Mishnah says, Darosh Darash Chatzitevot Shel Torah. This is the half point of the words, of the number of words in the Torah. And it says, the halacha says, Darosh Besof Shita, Dorash Berosh Shita. The first word, Darosh, has to be written by the Sofer at the end of the line. And Darash, the second one, has to be written as the first word of the next line. That's how the Sofer has to make sure it's written. Why is that? So listen to this Pirush from the Nachlat Yaakov. I saw the Chida also in his Pirush on Masechet Sofrim writes this, also in his Nachal Kedumim. Umize hatam kotvim besefer Torah vihine Darosh Darash Moshe. Darosh echad besof shita v'darash hasheni b'tchilat shita. Why is it? What's the reason? Lehodiya la'adam she'en ketz v'cheker lidrashot ha'torah v'sodoteha. To remind the person that there is no end, there's no searching out to expounding upon the Torah and to the secrets of the Torah. Keshehishlim ha'adam ha'darash. When a person finally finished the sugya, he finished his drasha, his chakira, ve'hu choshev shekvar ishlim ha'hasagot, and he has a feeling that he already, that he came to an end here, that he finished, he came to a completion of understanding, uba atzof techunotam, and he came to the end, chozer u'matchil barosh. You're only beginning again. Lachen milat darash hashniya b'tchilat hashita shel'achareha lirmoz shu matchil berosh. To hint that he's only starting. When a person reaches the end, he has to know he's starting. Hine darosh darash Moshe vehine soraf. Soraf, the Chida says, Shishim ribo panim. Shishim ribo panim. There's no end to how much we could understand and how much we could go in further and further and further. If the Rambam says in Ilchot Yesodei Torah that when it comes to every little thing in this world, in the Bria, it's filled with chokhma amuka she'en la ketz, with a bottomless chokhmah, can we imagine kol sheken, each and every word in the Torah? So there is an anava that a person has to be trained with every time he sits in front of his Gemara. I'll give another example from the Maftir, from the Haftarah of the past week. Yeshaya HaNavi He's a Navi. He understands a thing or two about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. And yet, he hears the Malachim saying, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevaot Melochol Haaretz Kevodo, Vayanu Amot HaSipim. He hears the Malachim saying, Kadosh. So what does Yeshaya say? Oy li ki nidmeti. Ki ish teme sefatayim anochi uvtocham teme sefatayim anochi yoshev. Ki et amelech Hashem tzevaot ani roe. Oy li ki nidmeti. Woe to me ki nidmeti. So now, bepashtut it means, oy li ki nidmeti, woe to me for what I just saw. Ki et Hashem, ki et amelech Hashem tzevaot ani roe. But the Dubna Magid says, "Oy li ki nidmeti milashon dimayon." Dimayon means imagination. Oy li that I imagined up until now that I know something about a Kadosh Baruch. When he heard the Malachim say Kadosh, 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 what's pshat three times? And is it really only three times? The Kuzari says, it's not three times. Three is a lashon of nitzchiyut. It's forever and ever. Kadosh, the malachim, with all their sechel ha'elyon, with all their intellect, after understanding what they understand, they come up with a maskana of what? Kadosh. And by the way, kadosh means muvdal u'mufrash min ha'sechel u'min ha'rayon. It's beyond our ability to fathom. That's what holy means. In English, holy, what's holy? Translate the word holy. It's very hard to figure that out. What does that mean, holy? Holy means kadosh. So now what's kadosh? Kadosh means muvdal. But after they say the first kadosh, they realize, but wait a second. We don't understand anything yet. And they start all over again. All over. The sugya of the gadlut of Hashem. And they come up with all bahamonehem ubitzivotehem. They come up with a maskana once again, kadosh. And that happens again and again and again. Le'ol me'ad. So Yeshaya HaNavi, after having such a musag, after hearing this, he says, Oy lichi nidmeti, how could I have ever thought, how could I have ever had a dimayon even that I understand something about a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's impossible. So those are the two feelings that we have to feel with Bayom Hazeh. Hayom Hazeh Ba'u. Bayom Hazeh, number one, it's fresh. It's as new as ever. It's exciting as ever. But deeper than that, it's the feeling of tremor. Of getting back into what? I know I worked on it. I know I made headway in the sugya. It's written about the Rav, Rav Yoshe Ber, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that every time he would say shir on the Masechta, it would be as if he's learning it from new. And they would ask him from last time, what he said last time, he'd tell them, what are you talking about? We're learning it for the first time right now. There is no last time. And he would see different ways and different ofanim. That Bayom Hazeh, if we can capture that feeling, and I think that's an easier feeling to capture than the first one. That feeling of, I don't really understand, there's more to understand. I think we can do that, right? We can just look around. Just look around how much there is. Look at the tables. There's no end. Every time you think you understand the sugya one way, one word in a different mefarsh takes it for a ride a whole different way. And then you come back. There's another maskana of kadosh waiting for us. And you say, Oy li chinidmeti. But that's the yirah, that's the ze'ah, that's the retet, that's the charada with which we are supposed to approach our learning. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says in Parashat Vayelech, Ben 120 shana anochi hayom lo uchal od latzet velavo. Ben 120 shana anochi hayom, I'm 120 years old today. Lo uchal od latzet velavo. And Rashi explains what latzet velavo, what's this latzet, to go out and to come in? Bemilchamta shel Torah. Which means that up until 120, Moshe Rabbeinu every day was yotze uba, in and out. And when he finally thought he finished, one more time, again, no, and again. Lo uchal od latzet velavo. Now I can't continue with the milchamta shel Torah. V'Hashem amar elai. Hashem told me I can't continue anymore. About Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in Vezot HaBracha at the end of the Torah, Lo kahata eno velo nas lecho. Lo kahata eno means his eye didn't dim. The brightness of what he was able to see was as fresh as ever. Lo kahata. It was as exciting as ever for Moshe Rabbeinu. On the last day, it was just as bayom hazeh, as bayom hazeh of 40 years before, of 80 years before. That's lo kahata eno. Velo nas lecho. As fresh as ever. So both, his ayin, his understanding, that I'm only standing by the petach. Ever open up the Gemara to the first page? L'chaura, what's the first page of a Gemara? Daf bet, right? That means there's a daf aleph. Where's daf aleph? Daf aleph is the shar blat. That's daf aleph. Daf Aleph is the daf that a person is supposed to open up every day and realize that he's still Mordechai Yoshev Bishal. He's still Bishal. You're still by the gate, at the entrance. No matter how much open up that Gemara, you're by the Shah. Could be that's the most important daf. That mindset of understanding that I'm a beginner can breed that feeling of freshness every day. Let's do it all over. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it again. I'm going to understand it in a different way this time. Soraf, shishim ribo panim. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. It's always bayom hazeh. It says in the pasuk in Tehilim, limnot yamenu ken hoda venavi levav chokhma. We say this many times, right? Yoshev b'sev. Limnot yamenu. No, in Tefillah Moshe. Limnot yamenu ken hoda. What does that mean? Limnot yamenu. We're davening to Hashem. And by the way, who's saying that tefillah? Moshe. Tefillah Moshe. Limnot yamenu. To count our days. Ken hoda. Ken means correctly. Like it says, Ken benot zelofcha doverot. Limnot yamenu ken, to count our days correctly. Hoda, please teach us, Hashem. Make known to us how to count our days properly. Venavi levav chokhma. How do we count our days properly? To bring into our heart, levav. Doesn't say venavi balev. Levav. Deeper and deeper. Venavi levav chokhma. Every day that we bring Chochmah deeper into our heart is making that day a counted day. Every day is counted. And we know the halakha. Davar shebeminyan afilu be'elef labatil. Something that is sold by number, that is counted individually, can never be nullified. Afilu be'elef. It's not batel berov. It stands out. It's bayom hazeh. It's a day that you could point to. Avraham v'sara zakenim. Avraham zaken baba yamim. Baba yamim means he's coming with his days. What does that mean, coming with his days? Yes, it's a nice way of saying he's old. But the Torah is not just poetry. What's baba yamim? Baba yamim means he was able to point to every single day in his life. Can we do that? I don't even remember what I ate this morning or what we did yesterday. Forget about it. Avraham Avinu was that you tell him 40 years ago on this and this. Yeah, he took it out of the file. Exactly. Bayom hazeh. Baba yamim. It was a davar shebaminyan. It was never batel. Because every day was bayom hazeh. So that's limnot yamenu ken hoda venavi levav chokhma. That's how we have to look at every day. That's how we have to look at every Seder. It's precious. We should cherish every time we're able to sit in front of a Gemara. A Seder of 2 hours, of 3 hours. These are margaliot, these are pninim. We should cherish it and appreciate it. I'll tell you a story about the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, of Shmuel Birnbaum, alav shalom. It was well known that he would never leave to a wedding before the end of Second Seder. In Mir Yeshiva, Second Seder ended at 8 o'clock. Second Seder. He would never leave before that. You know, the chatan who wants the Rosh Yeshiva to be Mesader Kiddushin would understand that he has to make those arrangements, that the chuppah starts at the time. You can't have it earlier than a certain time because that's it. He's not coming earlier. So in the family, there was once a simcha of someone in Lakewood, and so they came to tell the Rosh Yeshiva about the wedding. Where's the wedding going to be? It's going to be in Lakewood. In Lakewood? What? I don't know. How am I going to... It's a long drive from Brooklyn to Lakewood. It's a long time. How am I going to get there on time? That means I have to leave earlier. I can't. Can't do it. Why are you making the wedding in Lakewood? Make it in Brooklyn. So they explained to him, to the Rosh Yeshiva, they explained, you know, it's much cheaper in Lakewood. So he asked, like, what's the difference? What's the difference in... So they told him, listen, it's a serious difference. It's $5,000. That's the number there. $5,000. He took out his checkbook. He said, $5,000? I'm writing you a check, $5,000. Make the wedding in Brooklyn. From his own money, $5,000. It says in Shir HaShirim, "Im yiten ish et kol hon beto ba'ahava boz yavuzulu." If a person gives all his wealth because of something that he loves, so you look down at him. People don't understand. They don't get it. So it's a funny story. $5,000? Are you kidding? Ad kedei kach? Of course, ad kedei kach. What do you mean? Ad kedei yoter afilu. It wasn't even a she'ela. It's the difference between understanding what a seder is, how yakar mikol yakar it is, and just taking it for granted. So, Abutai, that's the chizuk that I want to say to myself, and in case you are eavesdropping, that we should be mitchazek in appreciating and cherishing every minute that we have, every seder that we have, every day that we have in learning. Limnot yamenu ken hoda. We should be zoche to venavi levav chokma. We should be zoche the bizchut, the hargasha of hitchatshut, of bayom hazeh. We should be zoche to be mechadesh, a lot of chidushim, mida keneged mida. We feel that Torah is chadash, we'll come up with Torah chadasha. Hatzlacha to everyone.
I say it's worth it. The YouTube. My son is only 13 years old. See him through the mirror, speaking and learning.
Oh, yeah. Have a chassid. Yeah, famous.